You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Christians have been forgotten in the ongoing Christian conflict and the severe humanitarian crisis it has created, said Aleppo's archbishop in an interview with Vatican Radio. Speaking with Vatican Radio's Christian Peshkin in Geneva, Archbishop Jean-Clement Jambard, Archbishop of the Melkite Greek Catholic Archeparchy of Aleppo, spoke on the ongoing situation in Syria, especially its effects on Christians in the region.
Your Excellency, can you describe the situation on the ground in Aleppo?
A little, I can describe a little. We are under the bombing of the rebels who are in the suburbs and out the city, and there are battles there, and they try perhaps to make harm as much as possible. I wonder how could your countries furnish weapons to this mad terrorist? I don't understand. They fund them, they give them weapons, they support them, they encourage them. And it's they are in a way, you know, associated in this crime and this what is happening to us.
Mm-hmm. What are the United Nations? What is the international community doing to resolve this conflict, in your view?
They are writing reports and declarations, and you know, publishing good intentions, and they say that they want us to have peace, but we do not see anything. In one hand, they talk about peace and they talk about ceasefire and they talk about all that, and the other hand, they let the people who are doing everything they can to let our life become impossible, do what they like. And this, I'm afraid this is not fair. I'm afraid. They do not condemn and indicate the responsible. They try to hide the responsibility and to let people look somewhere else.
What do you think about the peace talks that will continue in Geneva? Can they be successful?
I am afraid the situation is very complex and difficult. But at any rate, you know, in any way, always meeting and trying to see the things and exchanging may give some results. But I am not very enthusiastic for the time being. Seeing what we are supporting and what happens to us, I'm afraid they are not in position to make, you know, things go right in the right way. They are not in position to impose a ceasefire. There are so many groups of terrorists and so many groups of people who are their own command, that I'm afraid a good number of these groups will not obey and will not go ahead with a ceasefire.
Your Excellency, you are on the ground in Aleppo. You live in the middle of this destruction, violence and tension. Do you have any hope that this will end soon?
I must say that when the Russian intervened, we had hope, and they have been able to push the Daesh and the Islamic State away a little bit farther. But a few days ago, we have been listening to speeches coming from Turkey and other countries who were talking about intervening and going in the battle and sending soldiers and perhaps also planes to intervene. If they do, of course, we do not see how the war will finish. If not, we can hope that things may go better, as long as if they commit themselves to not let infiltration of mercenaries and fighters from the borders Turkey borders to Syria if they do not fund and do not send weapons and impede the mercenaries to get in, we can hope to have something, you know, on the ground and to have some peace and ceasefire and perhaps also, you know, some reconciliation and settlement to this problem.
And how is the Catholic community affected?
It has been affected very deeply by what happens, because half our population has left, and people live in extreme poverty and the lack of everything. They do not have work. Our industry and our business and everything has been destroyed. They have no resource. We do ourselves as church what we can to help them, and we are doing our best. Of course, we do not get to all what they need, but I feel that, you know, to be honest to God, we are doing our best, and at the same time are offering what the government and other countries are not doing. We rely on friends of ours in your country, in Europe, and in the United States. And for example, we have been helped several times by Church in Need, by other organizations like the Knights of Columbus and Miserere and Caritas Internationalis. All these organizations are helping us to help our people. Often the other organizations, they insist that their help may go to everybody, and particularly to those who are under the tents, refugees under the tents, which means that Christians wouldn't receive anything if they do, because they are not under tents. They are in houses in common, they are in the houses of their relatives, or they are resisting in their houses, remaining in Aleppo nowadays. For a Christian, is a very, very hard task. The presence of Christians in this part of the world, and we have to congratulate them for their heroic attitude and behavior. We have to help them, and that's why ourselves we try to concentrate our help to the Christians, not to exclude the others, but because they are the people who need more than anyone else to be helped. They are forgotten, and we do not want them to be forgotten. We are helping them to go to school. We didn't close any school. We are paying their fees. We are giving them scholarships. We offer them food, baskets of food. We give to many father of families without any resource and work a kind of salary monthly. But also, we help them to have some oil and gasoil to heat their houses. We are furnishing them water to use and water to dry, because we do not have any more water. And we give them also the possibility to have some power, helping them to have a connection with the distributors of power in the city. And we try to come and help them in a way or another to face this bad situation they are confronting.
Do you personally come in contact with government forces, Russian forces, or any of the fighting parties?
No, we do not. We try to remain away from all what can be political or, you know, we do not. And we do not want to have any connection with anyone but our people and the church and the people who can help us and who need us. Of course, if they need us, we can be ready to help. We love our country. We are faithful to our country. We are not against the government and the authority that who maintain a certain security in the cities and where it is. Of course, our people have to serve their country in the military service, which is a duty for any citizen. Of course, we do not have any objection about that. The people who are in politics, they continue to try to do what their best. The, you know, the clerks in the governmental institutions continue, the professors, the teachers, etc. But we do not want to have any political connection with anyone. We want to have connections with the humanitarian organization and with the people who want us and who try to help us to get peace. It doesn't mean that we do not hear what they say, and we watch on the television what they say, what are their comments. And of course, for the feast, for example, on Christmas, they came and congratulate us, all of them, all the responsible military and political, they came to congratulate the Christians, and of course, the bishops and the head of the church. And that's all. We do not have more than that in relations, you know.
Your Excellency, what is your message to the UN and to the international community?
My message is to do whatever they can to integrate and to tell the countries and the people who are doing what they are doing in our country to stop, and to try to tell them that if they want really to fight terrorism, they have to understand that the terrorism is here in our country, and it is the terrorism that destroys everything we have. We are afraid that these terrorists may be instrumental, like a proxy war done to some countries who doesn't want us to be free and to be independent. I'll ask the nations and the world and the United Nations to be more firm and more decided to stop this war. And it can. It can. The big nations, like a nation like United States, England, Russia and others, can push things toward peace. They can influence, and not just influence, impose to their friends in the region to stop it. What is the most important thing for us is to remain in our country and to be free, to be Christian, respecting ourselves, but also respecting the others. We want everybody to be respected, the Muslim, the Christian, the Alawite, all, everybody. And we must reach that in the 21st century. I think that if we reach it, we'll forget about all the suffering we have had, all the victims, all the martyrs, all the destructions, all what happened, which is very, very expensive and very hard and very painful and very, you know, very, very difficult. All that will be nothing toward the freedom we can get if we can become free. And if we can have all our rights, if we can be respected and given all our rights as citizens, this deserves all the sacrifices, even the 250,000 martyrs or people killed in this war.
Do you think that through the meeting with Patriarch Kirill, Pope Francis can play a role in the resolution of the conflict?
We have to be very thankful to the Holy Father, Pope Francis. He saved us from a strike 2 years ago. I'm sure now he tries to do his best to stop this war and to let us have peace. In meeting Patriarch Kirill of Moscow is very important, and they have had a common declaration to help Christians in the Middle East and to save them from the disparition in this country. And he can help us, and he's trying to do, and I am sure that every day more people are becoming aware of what is happening and the danger which is in front of us. We hope that they will understand that we have been living 2,000 years in this country, which is our country. We have roots, very deep roots in it. We have given our lives. Millions of people were, you know, preferred to die, not to leave their face and their country in the past 2,000 years. This country is blessed and this country is holy because it has been, you know, irrigated with the blood of millions and millions of martyrs. And it has been the land where St. Paul became Christian and where he was baptized and also ordained priest and sent to the world. We have had hundreds of thousands of holy people, and we have had hundreds of fathers of the church teaching the whole church in the world coming from this part of the world. And we have had several popes in Rome originated from Syria. We have to do something for this country, which has been so generous to the Christianity and to the world, and who deserve to be protected and helped to find a normal life.
Your Excellency, let us conclude our interview with a prayer for the people in Aleppo, in Syria, for peace.
Okay. The title is, Lord, stay with us. Lord Jesus, who asked us to believe in you, we pray you, strengthen our faith with your almighty power. You gave our church the great privilege of baptizing at Damascus your chosen one, Paul, apostle of the nations. This church has remained faithful to you in Syria, land sanctified by countless processions of martyrs who sacrificed by the millions in 2,000 years of history, have watered the soil with their blood, pure and clear. They preferred to die rather than deny or betray you. Lord, the Christians of Syria love you, and you know that. They have remained faithful to you despite all the suffering and trials they have undergone for the sake of your love. Come to their aid. Don't let them lose their faith in you and their courage. Help them continue their mission in this holy land where you were born and where your church began to establish your reign in this world which awaits day after the day the coming of your justice. Stay with us and give us, by the maternal intercession of Mary, your mother, give us peace and make us witness of your divine goodness. Amen.